I can bring home the bacon, fried up in a pan, and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. 'Cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Tracy Timmons, and we're here on a Mindful Healthy Habits episode on the Word of Mom Radio Network. My guest today is Heather the Hygienist. She has been a dental hygienist for over 20 years, and she is the creator of an all-natural, chemical-free line of oral cal products that is safe for the whole family. She is a mompreneur like so many of us, and she started her road to wellness when her daughters were born in 2002. They were born prematurely at 33 weeks. And her daughter Olivia was allergic to over 25 different things. And so one of the things she found she needed to work on was these oral care products that she's here to talk about, Simply Silver. And she uses colloidal silver. They are chemical-free. And the motto is ditch the toxins. So I'm really excited to have Heather here to explain this and why it's important. Heather, how are you today?
I'm great, Tracy. Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, I'm actually really excited. Heather Paul and I have been talking for a little while to get this date set up. In fact, she was really determined not to have this conversation until she could put some of her toothpaste and mouthwash into my hands, and I've been using them. And part of our conversation today is actually going to be to talk about kind of my feelings about them, because I usually want to be able to just unabashedly say, oh my God, I got it and I loved it. And I actually do really like the products, and I'm really excited about, you know, how natural they are and the ingredients of them. But also Heather and I have talked about this before we started, very picky about what I put in my mouth, and I'm a little bit of a baby in terms of, you know, what flavors I like, and I need certain tastes, and I need certain smells in my soaps, and, you know, all of that. And so, Heather, I'm going to have you first do kind of all the basics of just talking about what the ingredients are and why colloidal silver is the base that you've chosen, but then also to speak to some of the important reasons why we need to use a product like this as opposed to fluoride-based products, and why I'm probably going to take the time to get over my attachment to my Colgate toothpaste and my ACT fluoride rinse, and you know, get a little healthier in what I'm doing.
Absolutely. Oh yeah. Well, you know, you're asking some really great questions, and I really want people to understand how important it is what we do put into our mouth. And one of the reasons why I chose colloidal silver is because it's really just an amazing product. It's antibacterial, antiviral, antiparasitic. It aids in wound healing, anti-inflammatory. They actually use different forms of silver in the hospital, you know, in burn units. It helps aid in the wound healing for burn victims, also in diabetic wound centers. So it's really a wonderful base. It has no chemicals. It only really kills the bad bacteria. It doesn't touch the good. And when, you know, patients would ask me what mouthwash would I recommend, I really wasn't able to suggest any of the products on the market, because if you look at the back where all the ingredients are, and if you're a label Nazi like me, you go and you look it up on the material safety data sheet, otherwise known as the MSCS sheet, you'll see all of the ingredients and what their hazards are. And I just wasn't comfortable with basically promoting toxins into the most vascular area of your whole body to my patients.
Yeah.
And I would go into the health food store, and you think, okay, I'm going into a health food store. Surely they're going to have a good product for me. And I would look on the back of the ingredients, and there were still some of those same ingredients that I had a problem with when I looked up the MSC sheet. And I'm like, well, it's in the health food store. Why is that? And it's because you really need to have a product that isn't going to go rancid on the shelf, and obviously it needs to have shelf life. Well, colloidal silver is stable in and of itself, so you don't have to add any of these preservatives and chemicals to it. It's really just a wonderful base for a mouthwash. And then there's only a couple other colloidal silver-based mouthwashes that I even saw on the market, but none of them contain something from the Amazon rainforest called, I know this is kind of a weird word, raw croton lichlary sap. It's also known as dragon's blood, and it's from the Amazon rainforest. And what's so wonderful about this, Tracy, is it's actually a natural coagulant. And I know that some people may not know what that word means, but it just basically means that if you were to cut yourself and you would put this sap on your wound, it actually stops the bleeding.
And oh, okay.
Patients would always say, you know, my gums are bleeding even though I'm flossing every day. My teeth are sensitive even though I'm using sensitive toothpaste. And I'm getting cavities even though I'm using fluoride. So I wanted to have a product that had no chemicals and that addressed the issues that I would hear on a daily basis. So I also have something called black walnut in my mouthwash. And black walnut, if you were to take that internally, people that have had parasites and stuff know about black walnut, but it is loaded with, like, I don't know, 16 different organic minerals. And it really helps to remineralize your teeth. So my husband, a few years ago, he is much better about it now, but he wasn't the greatest at flossing. You know, being married to a hygienist for so many years, you think I would have pounded it into his head. But finally, he's been so much better about that. But he had actually gotten decay underneath a crown. And anyone that's had dental work knows that crowns are not cheap. Okay, so you have to cut the crown off, drill out the decay, put a new crown on. And I told him, I said, you know, start using the mouthwash 3 or so times a day. And he did. And do you know that within 2 months, that cavity remineralized? Hard as a rock. And that was about 3 years ago now. So we've been able to remineralize his teeth before just from using the mouthwash more consistently. It also has CoQ10, which if you're dealing with gum disease, you're lacking CoQ10 in your body. So it contains that. It has tea tree, clove, myrrh. These essential oils are really wonderful for specifically killing the bad bacteria in your mouth. And also just, you know, flavored with stevia and peppermint oil or whatever. So it's really medicinal. And I try and tell people, look, you know, your mouth is really where true health starts. Because if you have disease in your mouth, Tracy, you have systemic disease. You know, it's like if it was in your foot, it's still part of your body. But for whatever reason, I think we tend to disassociate our mouth, our teeth from the rest of our body. But your teeth are linked to organs, you know?
Right.
So, you know, everything is connected, and your mouth is really where you can start to see even a lack of vitamin C in the diet. And, you know, look at the tongue. I mean, it shows so much about your overall health. And it's that bad bacteria that actually causes heart attacks, strokes, diabetes, even a 63% increased chance of pancreatic cancer, according to perio.org. So, you know, we tend to disassociate the most important part, you know, and what we're putting into our mouth on a daily basis with all these chemicals and everything really affect our overall health, but we don't even think about it. We go into a health food store, we buy health food, and then, you know, whenever I was doing demos, I would ask people, okay, so, you know, what mouthwash are you using? And they would tell me, you know, Listerine or some other thing like that. And it was surprising to me because here you are, you obviously care about your health, but yet you're using something that has ingredients in there that not only can you not pronounce, but, you know, they're just harmful.
Yeah. So tell me some of the ways that those ingredients are harmful.
Well, if you look at the material safety data sheet on something called Poloxamer 407. It's actually linked to breast cancer and, you know, different types of endocrine cancers. And I know somebody right now who has breast cancer. It seems like it's an epidemic in this country.
Yeah,
what are we doing? What are we putting on our skin? What are we ingesting? What are we using to clean our mouth out that's causing our society to have epidemics of this stuff? And it also contains alcohol, which 27% alcohol actually is linked to, I think it's throat and mouth cancer. It has methyl sacrolate in there, which one teaspoon of that in its pure form would kill somebody. It's got dyes that are banned in other countries but allowed here. It has mm-hmm. sodium saccharin, which, you know, saccharin is a known carcinogen. So yeah. That's, you know, again, the most vascular area of your mouth, what are you putting in there? And that's just some of the ingredients, you know, in Listerine. And Crest Pro Health, actually, the main ingredient in that one is called fetopyridium chloride, or CPC, and you can find that in pesticides. So, you know, why do we need to use chemicals like this? If our ultimate goal is to prevent disease and to not harm the rest of our body, then we seriously need to take a look at what we are using currently. And despite what the ADA says or what your dentist says, you know, you really need to be your own advocate for health and look this up for yourself, because we are all conditioned. When I was in dental hygiene school, you know, I was told fluoride is so good for you. Anything extra just gets stored in your bones. Isn't that wonderful? Anybody who doesn't believe in fluoride is a conspiracy theorist. That's literally what I was taught in dental hygiene school. So I didn't even look at fluoride because I was being a good little dental hygienist and, you know, doing what I thought was right for my patients and really promoting it until 2010, when I started really looking at oral care and what I was putting into my body. I was pretty disturbed, actually, that I had not looked into this sooner, you know. But, and that's why I encourage everybody, you really need to go and investigate this for yourself and be prepared to give an account as to why you don't. You know, I think that's very important, especially in dentistry where so many people hate coming to the dentist.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I hear it all the time. I'd rather be having a baby. And I think personally having twins, that is not something I would ever care to go through again. My teeth clean is no problem to me. But, you know, some people are just so phobic about it that they really, really hate coming in. So, you know, I think being an educated consumer is beneficial. You know, it gives you a leg up so that you have a position of strength where you're talking to the doctor and you're like, no, I'm not comfortable with this. And then you can give the reason why.
Right, right. Heather, I'm going to take a brief pause just to say thank you to our sponsors for today. And then I definitely want to dig a little deeper into fluoride.
Let's take a moment to give a shout out to our great sponsors, Safety Bags, StadiumBags.com, and Tracy's Healthy Habits, and to share a grieving father's thoughts in support of his kind campaign to raise awareness of the tragedies that bullying can lead to.
Hi, it's Dori DiCarlo, founder of Safety Bags, Inc., a line of clear bags and backpacks there to assist with safety issues in schools, offices, airports, different workplaces, public venues, and sports arenas. Both professional and college sports have now adopted a clear bag policy. Anything larger than the palm of your hand has to be clear. With that in mind, we've launched StadiumBags.com for the dedicated sports fan and more. We've been featured on GMA's Deals and Steals, on AsSeenOnTV.pro with Kevin Harrington, the original shark from Shark Tank, Worldwide Business with Kathy Ireland, InStyle TV, and more. Our clear mini backpack, mini messenger bag, and tote bag in four colors meet the size requirements for both pro and college sports. You can visit us at StadiumBags.com, and you'll see why we're the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
Do you have health goals you can't reach? Tried and failed every plan or gained back what you lost? Every diet works while you follow it. But until you are more mindful of your habits and relationship to nutrition and fitness, you will never maintain a healthy weight. Imagine reaching optimal health, high energy, free and easy breathing, and maybe less time with doctors and medications. I lost 75 pounds 4 years ago and became a certified health coach to pay forward the habits of health. Contact me at tracyshealthyhabits@gmail.com for a free, no-obligation health assessment. We will explore your goals and what optimal health looks like for you. If you are a good fit for our program, my coaching is always free. Become the best you can be at Tracy's Healthy Habits. That's TRACIS Healthy Habits at gmail.com.
Fly high, my angel. These are four words I never thought I'd have to say about my daughter. As the father of three beautiful daughters, I thought everything was perfect. Samantha, Juliana, and Amelia were my life. Depression, caused by relentless bullying, ate at my daughter Juliana. On January 8th of this year, she took her life. Bullying has consequences, and I really don't want any other family to have to go through this. It's an epidemic that has to be rectified. Fly high, my angel Juliana. You're always in my heart.
Join them on Facebook. Juliana Caraturo Kind Campaign. That's Juliana Caraturo Kind Campaign. Thank you.
And I'm back. This is Tracy Timmons with the Word of Mom Radio Network. I'm here with Heather Paul of Simply Silver Mouthwash. The company is called Simply Silver Mouthwash, but they do have mouthwash, toothpaste, and a breath spray that also doubles as a chemical-free hand sanitizer, which is really great. So Heather, we've been exploring some of the reasons why you developed this all-natural oral care products, and I know that many of us grew up at a time when we really drank the fluoride Kool-Aid, so to speak, and I know that it's interesting because I even instinctively, I had never been getting it, and then the dentist started having me do this thing where they make you like kind of mush your teeth into some fluoride and at the end of your visit after your cleaning, and I just really hated it. And after I let them talk me into doing it a couple of times, I said I didn't want to do that anymore. And not too long after that was when, stuff started coming out about not only is fluoride not even necessarily necessary, but that, you know, it might not even be a good thing. So I'll be perfectly honest, though, as I said, and I'm a little embarrassed to say this, because I just, you know, loved my toothpaste, I stopped letting the dentist put this big mush of fluoride in my mouth every 6 months, but I didn't really look that deeply into it for my toothpaste because I didn't want to change my toothpaste. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the problems that fluoride can cause?
Well, I actually wrote a book. It's called The Great Tooth Deception, and I have an entire chapter on fluoride. I think everybody really needs to understand that it is not accepted or approved by the FDA. That is the number one thing most people don't realize. The reason is because the FDA did not come into existence until 1938. So basically everything that was existed prior was kind of grandfathered in. That's what happened with sodium fluoride. Sodium fluoride, if you look up the original patent, it's a rat poison. I mean, that's the original intent of fluoride. You can go look this up. And if you notice on the box of your toothpaste, flip it over, what does it say? Harmful of swallow, contact, poison control. You know, so because it's originally designed as a poison. It's also derived from fluorine, which if you look on the periodic table, fluorine is one of the most reactive substances known to man. So you can't, you know, they use it in nerve gas. It actually, fluoride, it reduces your IQ. It, you know, impairs your brain function. It's even been linked to ADHD, underactive thyroid, and bone cancer. So, again, America has so many different types of cancer. You know, you'd think at this stage of the game we'd have the healthiest society, but we really don't. So many people are dealing with different diseases and different types of cancers constantly. So I really think we need to take a serious look at, again, what are we doing to ourselves that is creating such an epidemic? And we can't eliminate everything, Tracy, out of our diet, right? I mean, it's impossible. But we can easily make a couple of changes and just start slowly incorporating those changes, because if we just try and throw everything out and, you know, say, oh, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that, you know, we do tend to get overwhelmed, throw our hands up in the air and say, forget it, I'm just, you know, going back to it. So slowly start making some changes, and you can easily change your toothpaste and your mouthwash, and stop using the hand sanitizers that are loaded with endocrine disruptors, and start using something natural that doesn't have any chemicals or anything that's going to harm you or cause any problems. I think people are maybe a little bit afraid of colloidal silver. Oh, it's a heavy metal. It is not a heavy metal. It's actually what's known as a transitional metal, but it's not bioaccumulative. So that means it's not getting stored in your cells. Everything will be excreted out completely. And that's very important because we don't want to be, harboring these things in our body. And that's what I love about the oral care line is it's not going to accumulate any toxins. It's completely natural. It kills the bacteria. It gives you fresh breath. And yeah, you know what? It might take you a little getting used to because it's different and it's strong. And my toothpaste isn't going to foam because it doesn't contain sodium lauryl sulfate in it. But you're also not going to find a skull and crossbones on it either because it's not loaded with sodium fluoride, which if you just even put bisodium fluoride in the Amazon search tab, I want people to see what the label looks like. There's literally a skull and crossbones on it because it's hazardous. So this is what's in our toothpaste, you know. Also, you can look up what's called the RDA chart of abrasiveness, and it will show you the abrasiveness of each toothpaste. So anything kind of over a 70, Tracy, is kind of considered abrasive, which even your Sensodyne, it's between a 72 and a 79. But your Colgate, your Crest, like 146 on up. So you're kind of using liquid sandpaper. And, you know, you only have one coating of enamel. So if you wear through that, you know, you're not going to be growing that back. You can remineralize enamel, but you're not going to grow that back. So it's so important that you protect your enamel. And baking soda is only a 7 on the scale. So it's extremely mild, and it's so safe. It's been tested for years. So my toothpaste has baking soda, calcium powder, xylitol, which helps naturally reduce the pH. You don't want a very acidic environment in your mouth because now you're going to get decay and erosion. So you want to try and keep your mouth more alkaline. That's where the baking soda and the xylitol come in. Also, Himalayan salt is loaded with natural minerals. So that's very good for you as well. And then, we know coconut oil is a wonderful antibacterial oil. It's, plus it tastes really good. But it's a different kind of a paste. And now that I have been using my toothpaste and my mouthwash for a couple years now, I just can't put the chemicals in my mouth. I just can't do it. It tastes horrible. Like that's all I taste are the chemicals. So if I'm working or something, I have my own stuff with me because I know I don't want to put that in my mouth. So I just carry it with me. And my little bottle of breast spray, you know, when I go into Walmart or something, I spray the cards. And when I go into a restaurant and bring the menu and the salt and pepper shaker and things that you don't typically think of that are loaded with germs, the colloidal silver kills everything. So it's always with me. And that's what I just love is that you can use it to freshen your breath. You can use it to clean your hands or any inanimate. What's the word I'm looking for? Inanimate.
Yeah. It's one of those words. Your mouth wants to jumble it up. Yeah.
That's the word I'm looking for. But, yes. So, you know, it's perfectly safe for the whole family. And if you have little kids, for sure, I think it might be the mouthwash might be too strong for the little ones because it is very powerful. But like I said, it's medicinal. And gum disease, unfortunately, affects over 85% of Americans. That's a pretty high statistic. You know, if your gums are bleeding, that's not normal. Your gums shouldn't bleed.
Right.
But most people, you know, they just, I know I should do it, but I just don't. And I always try and bring that awareness to them about the reason why.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting because things happen in the world for a reason and whatever. And I've been pretty lucky. I've been pretty healthy with my teeth. I've always been told I have pretty strong teeth, but you know, I'm 51 years old and, you know, I've had a few things. One of my crowns is because I actually bought a jar of, you know, the sliced olives, but there was a pit still in it and I had put it in some tuna fish and I chomped on olive pit. So that's like something that just you can't control. Like, you know, stuff happens in life and whatever. But I found that, you know, my teeth are still in pretty good shape, and especially the ones in front that you can see. But, like, you know, I do definitely have some stuff suddenly going on in my mouth, and I'm like, what's going on here? And I think it's probably a lot of what you're talking about, just kind of this gradual erosion of things over the years, mm-hmm. and they're just not as strong as they could be, and it's kind of freaking me out, to be honest, and which is why, on the one hand, as I said, I actually had a little bit of a hard time when I finally, just for our listeners, Heather and I had, you know, the wonders of, you know, shipping. She sent me some samples that didn't get to me, and then she actually sent me some new samples, and I finally got them this week, and the first night, I was like, oh my God. And then, you know, and I tried them again the next day and it was a little bit better. And, I'm not going to lie. I decided to give myself a little bit of a break until I talked to you, even though I knew that once I talked to you, I was going to be determined. So I've kind of switched off, like, you know, back and forth between your stuff and my stuff that I'm used to. But, I think now that we've talked, I'm going to just, you know, bite the bullet and get used to it, because it's not, and I do want to make sure to just say to the listeners who are listening that it's not like it's terrible or anything. It's not like I put it in my mouth and went, ew, this is gross. It's just, as I said, I'm like really picky and I'm used to a very particular taste. Mm-hmm. And when that's not it, and it is, it goes back to, I mean, I literally started using, I think when I was really little and we first started going through all the, you know, going to the dentist and twice a year that school used to send home these little things you had to chew on to make sure you were getting all the plaque oh, yeah. off your teeth and whatever. And I think I remember that, you know, as really little kids, we switched off every now and then from Crest to Colgate or whatever. But I mean, I was young. I was probably 10 or 11 when I was just like, no, this is the one I like, and have literally not used anything. So we're talking about 40 years. For 40 years, I haven't switched my toothpaste. So, but I think I'm definitely going to do it. And just so people know, it is really nice and minty. The feel of it is really nice, by the way. I think it feels good in your mouth. My first time through, actually, I did really well with shaking up the mouthwash. But I when I was trying to stir up the toothpaste, I stirred it with my toothbrush. So I kind of got very, so a lot of the, I think it was probably the coconut coconut oil, I think. So it was very greasy. Like I had this like grease dripping out of my mouth, but that was me. So just so you know, use something else to stir up
There's
the toothpaste.
Spatula.
And
There's
then,
supposed to be a spatula in there. Did yours not come with one?
You know, or I don't, it either didn't, or maybe I'm just a spaz and I didn't even see the spatula in there. So,
There is supposed to be a spatula in there, so please don't use it.
All right, so yes, don't use your toothbrush to stir the toothpaste. But yeah, ever since then, now it's nice and stirred, and I'm doing much better with the toothpaste itself. And like I said, it's because the mint is really nice and really powerful, so it's a little strong, and like I said, just a little different than what I'm used to. But
I was telling you too, for the listeners, if you feel like it is too overwhelming in the beginning, I mean, most people love it, but there are still those that are like, no, it's just too strong for me. Get one of those little medicine cups that I'm sure everybody has on hand and dilute half and half with water. And I want you to eventually get to the point where, you know, it's full strength. But you can take your time doing it, because it is medicinal. It is going to kill off everything that's going on in your mouth. And some people are extremely toxic, and they have parasites, and they have other things, and you can experience a die-off. So, you know, I do want people to know that, hey, you can dilute it in the beginning, eventually get to full strength, but a little bit does go a long way. A half of a cap is technically all that you need if you don't really have any gum issues. Now, if you have some serious gum disease issues and your pockets are deeper than 4 millimeters, you should really be using one capful twice a day at least. You can also put a capful in your water pick, which anyone that has pockets deeper than 4 really needs to have a water pick, because there's no way to truly access that bacteria without one. And I like the Hydro Floss because it has an ionic charge. So I do talk about that in my book as well, some of the things that you can do. You know, and again, even if fluoride did do something wonderful for your teeth, I want people to understand it's not just brushing and flossing. Your body, there's always a root cause to something. So if you're very decay prone, you're probably lacking some serious vitamin D in your body.
Right.
You really need to be supplementing with vitamin D. Fermented cod liver oil is another thing that you can take. Bone broth You know, nowadays you can get some pretty decent bone broth in a powder form, mix it with water. Grass-fed butter is another thing that is very helpful in preventing decay. Of course, brushing and flossing, but I want people to understand that there is always a root cause and you're lacking something in your body. Your body will try and pull it from somewhere. Vitamin D is the main thing. So making sure that you're attacking, you know, gum disease or cavities from a whole body issue is very important.
Right. So I want to make sure that people know that the book is The Great Tooth Deception. And I know that that's available on Amazon. Can they get that through your website as well, Heather?
It's pretty much just on Amazon.
Okay.
I also do have a pet line that I do have a dietary pet supplement that is colloidal silver for all pets. And then I also have an anti-itch hot spot treatment for dogs that is colloidal silver based with coconut oil, yarrow, and some other wonderful essential oils that is amazing for people too. I actually used it on myself. I had this rash that wouldn't go away and it healed it in 5 days. So I do have a pet line as well that is colloidal silver based.
Great. So the website is Simply Silver Mouthwash. That's all spelled exactly as you think it is. SimplySilverMouthwash.com. And so again, she's got the pet line. There's toothpaste, mouthwash, the breath freshener, and it's all great stuff, wonderful minty stuff. And, you know, let's get those toxic chemicals out of our mouths.
That's right.
Well, Heather, thank you so much for sharing with us today. It's been really a great education, and I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Tracy.
All right, make today a great day.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
Sure of herself. Yes, she takes care of biz. Powerful and strong. Yes, she knows who she is. Has integrity. Woman strong and true. You know her by name. See, this woman is you. She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you. Adds value and hope. Has proved to be brave. See, it's never too late. Never time to behave. Reaching for dreams. Doesn't matter the age. Believes in herself. Unleashed from her cage. She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.